There's a small town in Belgium called Ath, A-T-H, and today the Ducasse d'Ath Festival kicks off. It's a tradition that goes back hundreds of years. It was even put on the Intangible Cultural Heritage List by UNESCO, the UN's cultural agency. The festival includes a parade with 22 characters riding on floats, each one representing some type of historical or religious figure. Enter the controversy. One of these characters is called the Savage, and there's a campaign to have him removed. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has more.
A float that looks like a ship snakes through the streets, and a white guy in blackface and full body black makeup is chained to the bow. This is the Savage, and the makeup is only the half of it. He has a ring through his nose, a feather headdress, a loincloth, and shackles. He strains against the chains and cries out. The crowd eats it up. The parade goes back to medieval times, but the Savage character was introduced in the 1870s, just before Belgium's King Leopold laid claim to the Congo and began a long and brutal colonial era. Mouhad Raghif is the spokesperson for the anti-racism group Brussels Panthers. He says the Savage is hard to watch.
It's just horrible.
Raghif's group sent a letter to UNESCO asking them to revoke the festival's special designation. Activists and academics have signed on. Raghif says they're still waiting for an answer, but the whole tradition of the Savage needs to go.
I have a friend, she's black, living in Ath, and it happened to her that she's walking in the street. And she meets a couple or a mom with her kids. And one of the kids starts crying because he sees her and she's black. And she reminds him of the Savage. Or they ask her, can I have a Savage kiss?
Laurent Dubuisson is a historian on the tourism board in the town of Ath. He says the Savage isn't supposed to be racist.
We were very surprised by the controversy. People think we're racist, but we don't have the impression that we are at all.
Dubuisson says, sure, the character started in colonial times, but it has evolved since then.
Et aujourd'hui, la population date.
Today, when the people of Ath look at the character, they don't see an African or a foreigner. The Savage is the star of our festival, and he's a pretend character who can evoke lots of different countries and origins.
Blackface is actually pretty common in Belgium. It's part of a popular Christmas time tradition. You'll see it at festivals. A couple of years ago, the Belgian foreign minister, who's the equivalent of their secretary of state, dressed up in blackface at a rally. And this month, the country's Africa Museum hosted a party and some guests showed up in blackface. But the difference between now and, let's say, 10 years ago is that now there's a public debate around it. Laura Senyumva is an activist and artist. She says children of immigrants are leading the way. She herself is Belgian of Rwandan descent.
So me, my parents, for example, they came to Belgium with a different mindset. They were there for work and they wanted to go back. But the following generation, we were born there. We are fully Belgian. We feel not entitled, but we just have the right to be considered fully part of this society, I think.
And therefore, she says, it's time to put an offensive tradition like the Savage to rest. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.